Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 22nd, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite care and a travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. A big thank you to Gary Watts from the Watts Group for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to talk about the camp on his podcast. The Watts Group have been huge supporters of Camp Courageous through 100% of their staff doing volunteer work here at Camp Courageous, along with being a major sponsor of the triathlon coming up in August. This past week, we've had hundreds of special education students experiencing a day of activities at Camp Courageous. Campers came from Center Point Urbana, Calamus, Wheatland, Seton Catholic School, Jessup, Linmar, and Marion Homeschool. Great group of campers and a good week to be at Camp Courageous. Our Camp Courageous travel program recently took a trip to the Ozarks, had a great time in Branson, Missouri, and all over the area. They're constantly going on trips, and we'll keep you posted on those. Weather permitting, the 18-hole accessible miniature golf course project is expected to be done late May, just in time for our summer camping season. All the concrete is completed. All the obstacles are in. We're just in the process of doing landscaping, and then the carpet will come. Camp Courageous is still raising money for this wonderful addition to the camp. Camp Courageous is also seeking volunteers to help maintain this particular area. There will be about 100 plants, trees, and things like that, and these need a lot of attention, like watering. If you're interested, contact Toby, Camp Courageous's volunteer coordinator. This coming Saturday, week from today, the 29th, we'll be having the annual Iowa Hawkeye Spring Tailgate for our campers. It'll start at 7:45 in the morning and go till noon down at the Hanson Training Football Performance Center. Great opportunity for campers to meet the players, meet the staff, meet Coach Ferentz. If you're interested, you need to RSVP and get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous at cbecker@campcourageous.org. We recently had Peg Slusher come out to camp. Peg, along with her late husband, John, donated a beautiful medical ranger for the camp, and they named it Hawkeye. And so instead of doing something across our radio saying that we need a medical ambulance out at any particular location, we can just say we need Hawkeye. And it's a beautiful piece of equipment, a great addition to the camp, and it will be on display next Saturday, a week from today, at 11 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Marion for John Slusher's funeral service. Also, a special thank you to Simon's Fire Equipment and Repair up in Farley for doing a super job. Fundraisers, Pizza Ranch here in Monticello, Iowa, will be giving half of its proceeds today, April 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. to Camp Courageous. Come on in, visit with the Camp Courageous volunteers. They'll have the buffet going from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it's always delicious food. A big thank you to those folks. Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, continues to do a super job, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, open Monday through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Here's one of our most wonderful volunteers, Madeline Burek, talking about her experiences at the Camp Courageous Garage Sale.
My name is Madeline Burek, and I live here in Manchester. The manager of Camp Courageous Garage Sale goes to my church, and she knew when I retired. And she said, I always looked across the congregation to see who could I get to volunteer. When she heard I retired, I was volunteering here the next week. And that was Vera Gienapp. A lot of our ladies or men are single because they've lost their spouse and they need something to occupy their time and they want something that's meaningful for them. And I think the word gets around that we have a lot of fun here. So they come and ask if they could volunteer. And they give me a call, and I meet with them, and we go through an orientation and decide when they want to work. We give them a t-shirt and a name tag, and they're set to go. We pretty much all know each other. If we don't, we know each other pretty quickly. We just get to be a family after a short period of time. Everybody brings their treats. We laugh a lot. I had a customer one time saying to me, boy, your people must have a lot of fun. They're always laughing back here. So we just enjoy it.
Do you feel a lot of people don't know what the sale is? when they come in?
I think they've heard about it. I think the word has gotten out. And we have a sign-up sheet if they would like to put their name and where they're from, because we'd like to know where our customers are coming from. And if you look at it, you'd be surprised how many are out of state. People from Cedar Falls, Dubuque, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, they get a group of women together and they make a trip over here once a month just to shop. They're very surprised how big and how nice. We get a lot of compliments on keeping it as attractive as we can. As a result, our retail store looks pretty good. It's not really a garage sale anymore. It started that way, but we ended up to be a pretty nice retail store. I really thank the volunteers. They're just wonderful, and we just have a good time, and it's going to a very worthwhile cause.
Just a reminder, a week from Sunday, tomorrow, on April 30th, we have the Omelet Breakfast going on here at Camp Courageous. Start at 8 o'clock in the morning, go to 12 noon. We welcome everyone to come out and be a part of that great event. Some of our dear friends that we lost this past week and their memorials go to Camp Courageous includes Joan Snyder from Marion. Our sympathy goes out to her family, wonderful supporter of Camp Courageous. Our need of the week is a paper towel, any size. We know that you can get a 12-pack of paper towel on Amazon for $18 on Camp Courageous' Amazon wish list, but any paper towel would be very much appreciated. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.